You have attuned to K-Hum, Humble Gurney without the rules. My name is Lindsay, and super excited to be joined here in the studio by three wonderful musicians that have come to visit us. Have you guys all come all the way from Hawaii?
Yes, we came from different islands, yeah.
Well, do you mind?
From Maui, and
I came from Honolulu.
I did as well from Honolulu.
Nice. Will you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm George Kahumoku, originally from the Big Island of Hawaii, born and raised in Kealia, South Dakota. By now, I reside and have a farm at the cliffs of Kakalua on the island of Maui.
I'm Ledward Kaapana and come from the Big Island of Hawaii, born in a place called Pahala in the Kau district, and now I reside in Honolulu, Oahu.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff Peterson. I was born and raised on the Haleakala Mountain, a town called Makawao, and grew up on the Haleakala Ranch. Now I live in Kailua on Oahu.
Well, aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to Humboldt. Yeah. Led, I've met you before because you've come through.
I've been to the show with
you before. Yeah, you came. Yeah. You think, made my day the last time
friend.
I saw you.
I think, was it friend? Gittery?
Well, yes. Totally. And you guys made my day. You came here and played some beautiful music. I believe it was on a Friday afternoon. You know, the end of the work week, and you're just like...
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to hearing you play some more. And you've got a ukulele today, but you're also playing a little bit of guitar at the show a little bit later on as well, huh?
Yeah, I need the ukulele today because, you know, we got two guitars.
Yeah.
We have a 12-string, a 6-string, and a ukulele, so it's all rounded out.
Nice. So George is on the 12-string. We've got Led on the ukulele, and then we have Jeff playing the 6-string guitar. So, you know, we got 4, 6, and 12, all the even amount of strings represented right here today.
Anyway, we also have a show on Maui called the Masters of Hawaiian Music. The show's been going for almost 15 years now. And from the show, we've been nominated for about 6 Grammys and brought them 4 for Best Hawaiian Music. And so this tour, I'm the host at the show every Wednesdays. So this tour is like, and every week we have a different guest artist. So now we got, you know, so that's why we put together this tour to kind of see the people on the road that come to our show on Maui.
Oh, cool.
Lapini, yeah.
And where are you coming from? Where did you play last night?
Well, last night we had a day off, but the day before that we were in
San Jose,
California. Pretty much sold out show, and then a couple of days before that, I kind of forget.
We were in Cleveland, so we came from the Midwest.
Oh, wow.
We went from Minneapolis, Chicago, Cleveland, Virginia. We went to Philadelphia, Georgia, they went to New York City, Boston.
Wow, so you're making your rounds.
Yep.
Well, thanks for those are all big cities. Thanks for scheduling some time to make it to itty bitty Ferndale.
Yeah.
I mean, we might be the smallest town on your tour.
Oh,
it's our favorite. It's like feels like home.
Yeah, cool. Well,
it's great. The people are great, you know.
Yeah, we're really excited that you're here and you're playing tonight at the Old Steeple. That show's at 7:30, and there's still some tickets available, right?
Yeah, and we hope that people will turn out and support the show here, support Paul, and also this community. This is a beautiful community. In fact, I was looking at the real estate here. The houses aren't that expensive like they are in Hawaii. I saw you can get 3 acres for $190,000. Did you see that? Otherwise, a small little house.
No.
3 acres of land, yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, you are more than welcome to come here anytime.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a song for us?
Anyway, you know, we're mostly solo artists, but here's a song that was written by my good friend Eddie Kamai. Actually, he researched this song. Comes from the island of Hawaii. It's about, you know, there's a lot of salmon over here that swim upstream where they give birth. Mm-hmm. But in Hawaii, we have a fish called the opu that swims downstream, gives birth, and it tries to go back upstream. It's like a catfish without whiskers. It actually has a suction cup underneath its chin. Straight up waterfalls.
Oh, cool.
Fish called the opu. And it's called Slippery, Epakika, K of F. Bye.
Beautiful. I'm so glad that you guys came today. I was looking forward to this.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fish is called, what is the name of the fish?
O'opu.
O'opu.
Yeah, it's like, it's called a goby fish in English, but it's like a catfish that has no whiskers. It has a suction cup under its chin.
And that allows him to go up.
He goes a little bit and he sucks on, and he goes a little bit more and he sucks on.
Oh, cool! Kind of like a lamprey or something.
I don't know what you know.
Like they have the ability, like a suction cup.
Yeah,
to suck onto the rock.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. And that's a song that you discovered from a friend of yours.
Yeah, he was our mentor, Eddie Kamai. In the middle of the Hawaiian Renaissance in the 70s, Eddie would go out and research, you know, we'd talk to the old folks in the villages and try to get drum up old songs that people would write or heard, you know, the elders at the time. So those songs have, you know, since been passed down.
How old are these songs?
They're kind of, some of them are, you know, maybe from the, maybe 1900s, 1920. There's a lot of old other songs, plantation songs that he discovered as well.
Cool.
And he also wrote his original songs. He mentored many of us in the middle of the, and he would he actually revived a lot of Queen Lili Ukulani songs, some of the old songs from the monarchy days,
mm-hmm.
Queen Lili Ukulani and David Kalakaua, like that too.
Nice. Yeah.
From the
1800s, the 1870s and stuff. Yeah.
He also went to Kalapana where I was raised, and seen my grandfather. Got some songs from my grandfather. My grandfather, my mom's dad, his name was Olu, Sam Olu. And Eddie got some good songs out of him, and, you know. So I was also inspired by Eddie, yeah.
Cool. It sounds like he's left quite a mark on probably other musicians in Hawaii as well.
Oh yeah, a whole generation. Yes. And he got into filmmaking. He started doing documentary films.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great documentaries he's done.
Cool.
I've been in his films. And, you know.
You've been in his films?
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, helped raise money for some of his films too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, before. So one called the one that. He wrote a film called The Hawaiian Way. That's another one. He did many films like Sam Lia. He did a film on the elders, like the Anti'i Kanakole, Anti'i Ulani Luahine, and a bunch of others as well.
Neat.
In fact, he inspired me to do films. I've also have a concert series on Maui, and I think we did 7 films so far. My film was called, with this guy, Dave Berry. It was called Seeds of Aloha. Then we did one with Uncle Richard Hopi called The Golden Voice. Then we did one with Martin Pahinui.
It's the Golden Voice. Richard
with the Timeless. The Timeless voice. Then we did one with Jeff Peterson. What was the title of yours?
Yeah, it's called Vahipana. Did it last year.
Where can people check out these films? Are they available online? Or
you can go to my website.
Films. Yeah, our websites.
What's your website?
Kahuvoku.com. KAHUMOKU.com. Yeah.
Okay, I see it right here. It's your last name.
Yeah, my last name.
Yes. The one that I sometimes can pronounce. Kahumoku.com. We'll be posting the audio from this performance, and we can include those details too on the KHUM webpage. And we've got three people are Facebook Living right now. Is that what's happening? We're a little overkill. There is a Facebook Liver in here for each musician that is present.
Yeah, in Hawaiian, vela means hot.
Yeah.
Songs about being hot too in Hawaiian. Vela.
Vela, yeah, vela. She's bringing the heat to Facebook Live right now. Led, were you going to share song with us?
Yeah, a song also from Uncle Eddie Kamai.
Okay.
I love this song. I recorded this song. He wrote this song for his wife, his lovely wife. His widow now, Auntie Myrna. And a song called Eku Omoni Du. Actually, I have words to it, but we do it on the show in Everybody Please, the solo, so we can feature one another.
Okay.
So we're going to do it instrumental.
All right.
Eku Omoni Du.
K-Hum, you're listening to the music of George Kahumoku and Led Kapana and Jeff Peterson. They're all playing at the Old Steeple here in Ferndale a little bit later on this evening. And there's still a few tickets available. They've come all the way from Hawaii. They're representing three different islands in Hawaii, actually. And they're going to be performing songs similar to this. Are you going to be singing or playing all instrumental songs?
We all each do like a solo set. And then later on we'll get together and we do a jam session. Like, we're doing a jam session for you today because we're all here together. So,
So each of you are going to present a solo set of your songs, and then you're going to come together then. Cool. That's a cool format. Yeah. Nice. Do you change it up every night on tour?
We don't know what songs we're going to do.
Yeah.
If we play the same song, it's different every time.
Do you wait until the moment catches you, or do you guys have an idea of what you might be playing tonight?
Just go on the stage.
Yes. That's the best way to do it, right?
Yeah. Actually, we got a, coming over here, we followed Google Maps and ended up coming on the Bear. What is the name? The Bear Creek.
We went way up into the mountains.
Oh, yeah, on the Wildcat and up here.
The road got narrower and narrower, and then all of a sudden it's gravel road. We're in the snow country.
And you, like, lost cell phone
service. Kept going. Yeah. How can we get through?
Nice.
Into the fog.
You took the scenic route.
So, yeah, I'm putting together the words and everything, so I wrote writing a song about it, yeah.
Oh, about your journey here.
Yeah, about the journey here.
And that will debut tonight at the Old Steeple. Cool.
And everyone can come out and see our rented car and how dirty it is.
Let's say, you took that road too the last time.
The last time we went. Yeah.
I grew up way up high in the mountain on Maui, a place called Puli Puli, which is really up high. And you drive into the fog like that, and all of a sudden you can barely see the road in front of you. So I felt right at home.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So they're performing tonight at the Old Steeple at 7:30. Paul said there's still, like, a handful of tickets left. You can get those by calling you. What's the best way?
Yeah, Wildberries has them.
Okay, Wildberries Marketplace.
Wildberries, online at brownpapertickets.com. Okay. And, or you could give us a call, 786-7030.
786-7030. So Wildberries has them. They're online, Brown Paper Tickets. And come in and see these fellas. They've been all over the U.S. and they came all the way from Hawaii, the continental U.S., I should say. They've come all the way from Hawaii to bring you some music that's got deep, rich history. And
a lot of ties actually to California. There's a lot of Native Hawaiians who left the islands, actually, who worked in the Pacific Northwest when they were still trapping furs and stuff like that. And there's a connection between us and even the salmon. I remember eating salmon for when I was a little young boy. So anyway, it's Jeff Sturt. Come on, Jeff.
You got a salmon eating song?
Yeah, well, no, there's a place called Kalama. There's actually a town that I think they call it Kalama or something, but the Hawaiian pronounce it. It's settled by a Hawaiian, and so there's still a town up there. It's great.
In Oregon, yeah.
We'll go upcountry Maui to where it gets that fog, a place called Ulupalakua.
Ah, oh, Ulupalakua, hey, niki, niki, ahi, ahi.
the music. Yeah. That was a selection from Jeff Peterson's music of Jeff Peterson, Led Ka'apana, and George Kahumoku. And they're playing tonight at the Old Steeple. That noon whistle, I saw you look at me when they,
Yeah,
I should have warned you guys about that. You never know, and it's kind of an alarming sound to hear when you're someplace. But
yeah, and actually, we were singing at the Victoria Inn over there, and there's some paintings by a woman. I think her name is Jimmy Faye Beal, and her paintings are so great. And she has a lot of paintings. And I heard from Noda that she's actually a farmer. And the land we went through, there was her farm. She had she does paintings of sheep and goats and horses and stuff like that. So
nice.
And I'm also an artist. I'm inspired by her work. When I go home,
do you do paintings?
Point painting and drawing.
Looks like she did maybe watercolor, yeah? Yeah. My grandmother was a great watercolor artist in Hawaii, and she did.
I'm pretty sure I took classes from you.
Yeah.
Your grandmother was only like 5 or 6 years old.
That's great.
Yeah, I had a scholarship to the Honolulu Academy of Arts. And I remember, that's why when you said Boone, I said, oh, I remember her.
All right.
I took classes from her.
All watercolors.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here, and I'm looking forward to your show, hopefully. There will be
and bring Bella. Do you got any more kids?
No, this is it.
This is it.
This is it for me.
Thanks, Bella, for doing the film work.
The Facebook Live.
And Bella, we want to invite you to our farm on Maui and come. Yeah, you can help take care of our animals. You got sheep,
goats.
Yeah. She's nodding her head. Let's go.
When can we meet you there?
Well, we'll come back from our tour on March the 19th, so on the 20th.
Okay.
We need lots of shovels and pitchforks and scoop of manure, so don't worry about it.
Okay, so you'll have plenty of work when we get there.
George will provide the boots. So
you got lots of boots.
You got to have some boots.
People come to a farm and need their boots, so you got like a couple hundred pairs of boots on a farm.
Do you have woofers?
We just have people come to our show. Our show's been going 15 years. We invite them, and believe it or not, sometimes we get one or two people, sometimes 15. We've had as much as 200 people on the farm on a Sunday, on a Tuesday.
And George is a great cook, so he cooks right directly from farm to table.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes from just plant to mouth.
Way to streamline it, George.
Doesn't even hit the table, yeah. Walking around, just, you know. We're even better than organic. We're natural. Yeah, everything's you don't have to spray, and you just the rain washes off all the fruit, so you just can pick something off the tree and eat it straight. We don't spray any chemicals or nothing.
You've got me convinced.
Okay.
DJ Hot Diggity Dog and I will come and visit you. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you.
And
anybody else? Yeah, come to visit our farm too. Go to my website, kahumoku.com, for tickets. So we're also gonna be in Portland, and also in Eugene, and also Seattle. If you need friends up there, just come on.
Yeah,
and
all tell them to come out.
Colorado, we still got to go. Yeah. Arizona, yeah.
Arizona.
Santa Cruz.
Rio Theater.
Then
Santa
Berkeley,
Cruz.
And also going to be in Escondido, and also in Irvine. All over the place.
Yeah.
Right now, I think we're about halfway through our tour. We still got another couple of weeks to go, 3-4 weeks to go. Yeah.
What is that?
Someone's
phone's grooving.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your website, Led?
My website is Led Ka'apana.
LedKa'apana.com.
Yeah.
And then mine's Jeff Peterson Guitar.com and Kahumoku.com. So check us out.
Yeah, thank you so much. Aloha.